Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 277.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 277. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting Jazz Piano School. So I have a great episode coming at you, and a lot of fun things happening right now about improv and things like that. Before I start, there is going to be some amazing news that I want to share with you right now, and I'm dropping this for the first time. Well, there's lots of amazing news. So I'm going to be releasing a brand new improvisation specialty course. And it's been a little while since we released a new specialty course, and it's going to be called Improvisation Mastery, Beginner to Pro, and Everything in Between. Improvisation Mastery, Beginner to Pro, and Everything in Between. And what this is going to entail is essentially my step-by-step system for learning improvisation, okay, the sequential path that I teach, the sequential path that you can follow to make extreme amounts of progress in little amounts of time with your improvisation. Now, I had a heck of a time with my improv, and because of that, I know what works and what doesn't. And in this particular specialty course, I've given you all the things that you need, like I just mentioned, to make tremendous strides in your improvisation and really start to put the pieces together so that you can actually start to improvise freely, not regurgitate licks or kind of wait for certain measures to come up to just play that one line, you know. This course will allow you to really spontaneously improvise with freedom, express yourself in different ways with colors, movements, articulate yourself cleanly, elegantly, and it's going to be really, really fun, and I'm super excited. Now, like I said before, my improvisation journey was really difficult. And throughout the years, I've seen this happen with students as well, where improvisation is a really difficult thing because most of the education they get, the education that I got, and I shouldn't say most, but a lot of it tends to boil down to generalized educational statements like, you just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep listening. You'll get it. Or some educational statements you'll hear will be to just study a lot of transcriptions, transcribe a lot, and you'll get it. Or learn a lot of licks, copy a lot of licks, and you'll start to get better, right? There's no real solid advice on any of it. There's no systematic processes that we can follow, no methodology. Now, obviously, there's improvisation patterns and things like that. And obviously, if you Google improv on the internet, you're going to get a whole slew of information. You're going to get the blues scale. You're going to get pentatonic scales, hexatonic scales, altered scales. You're going to get scales, you know, coming out of your nose and your ears and your mind. You'll be dreaming of scales, right? But that's not what improvisation is about. It's about so much more than just scales. It's about being able to take methods, take tools, and put them and use them yourself so you can actually spontaneously improvise how you want. And I use the word spontaneously because that is the process. That's the important piece of the puzzle. We don't want to just wait for certain changes to appear or arise in a tune and then regurgitate a line that we've practiced and worked on or a pattern or a lick. That's not spontaneous improvisation. Spontaneous improvisation is where you can open up to a tune and not have anything planned out and still create beautiful improvisation over those changes. Now, wouldn't that be amazing? Like, wouldn't that be awesome? Well, that's exactly what I teach you in the Improvisation Mastery, Beginner to Pro, and Everything in Between. I teach you the step-by-step process to unlock all those doors, to unlock the spontaneity in your improvisation so that you can really start to, like I said, put the pieces together and create spontaneous improv that you are expressing from your own soul based on tools and methods that I'm teaching you in a step-by-step sequential improvisational journey. Now, if that doesn't sound great, I don't know what does, because I wish I had this years ago. Like, I wish I had this, and man, I'm so excited. So the deal is that there's a lot of new things happening with Jazz Piano School, and I'm really working hard to upgrade everything, release these new things. So I don't want to keep talking about this, but you need to hear it because it's really, really, it's great stuff. In January, the Improvisation Mastery course is going to come out. Okay, so you don't have to wait that much longer. Along with the improvisation specialty course, I'm going to be releasing an opening up enrollment for a special boot camp, 2-week boot camp improvisation class with moi, with me, in which I'll be walking you through all of the fundamental points in the course and essentially the most important things that you need to know and realize about all the education that's in the improvisation specialty mastery course. So I'm essentially going to be pointing out the most important things, teaching you guys, and these will be master classes from me. And I'm still kind of working out some details, how I'm going to structure it for the most part. It will be, you know, master classes where I'm teaching everyone. You will be able to ask me questions, and they will be all recorded. And I'm going to be going over, again, the most, pertinent information that you need to be aware of, and that's going to lead you down the path the fastest. And that's going to be a 2-week program. It's going to be every day. I'm going to be doing these master classes every day for 2 weeks for everyone enrolled. And there is going to be a limited capacity because I do want to have some engaging interactions with the students. I haven't come up with the number yet. I'm thinking around 50 students or so. And we'll see what happens though, based on that. But that'll be a really, really cool option for people to join. And everyone's going to get the chance to join, members, current members, lifetime members. Now, if you're new and you've never joined Jazz Piano School before, let's talk about Black Friday for a second. If you go to jazzpianoschool.com/BlackFriday2022, so jazzpianoschool.com/BlackFriday2022, you can get on my secret Black Friday offer list. Now, I don't want to give anything away, but the Improvisation Mastery course and the boot camp, a ticket to be in the boot camp class, along with education from inside Jazz Piano School that's already there, the Success Path curriculum, which is over 800 videos, practice exercise, workbook exercise, textbook exercises, the lab, our member group, all that good stuff, all of that's going to be included in the Black Friday offer, okay? So this is like an amazing, amazing opportunity for anyone looking to get started, anyone that's already a current member, already that's a lifetime member, and you'll get separate, opportunities to come into the class as well and do all this stuff. But if you've been kind of waiting in the weeds to kind of get a jump start at improvisation or just jazz piano in general, this is the perfect opportunity. And again, if you want to focus on your improvisation in the new year, in 2023, and really start off, right, with your feet on the ground running and making amazing strides in your improvisation, this is also a great time for you, right? A lot of the students in the accelerator program that I'm finishing up have made such tremendous progress. And a lot of them, again, the two main categories that all the students were focused on were solo piano and improvisation. So trust me, I just went through the ringer with these 18 students for about 6 months. And I know exactly what has helped them make progress and what didn't, where they could have used some different types of materials, motivation, things like that. So I have my finger directly on the pulse right now for improv and solo piano, which solo piano will be the next boot camp class a little bit later in the year. But there's already a specialty course for that. So this is a really cool opportunity because I'm releasing the specialty course, Improvisation Mastery, Beginner to Pro, and everything in between. And alongside of that, I will be running a boot camp class with myself that'll give you the opportunity to learn directly from me and engage directly from me as I work through the materials of the course. And again, with the other information inside of Jazz Piano School. There's already, you know, lots and lots of education inside of Jazz Piano School, lots of improv, but this is going to go deep. This is going deep into the rabbit hole. So again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/BlackFriday2022 to get on that secret emailing list about that Black Friday offer. And again, hands down, the Black Friday offer that I release, we release at Jazz Piano School, is always the best deal possible throughout the year, right? Sales and promotions come and go. But again, Black Friday, as we all know, you're going to get the best deal possible for any business, anything that you're looking for, furniture, TVs, right? Cars, whatever it is. Black Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year for a good reason, because it is the heaviest discounted day or weekend of the year, right? Cyber Monday. Now we have Travel Tuesday. A lot of fun stuff happening. I always shop to the nines throughout the weekend because it's fun and I save a bunch of money. I got a list going myself for all these good things. So definitely go to, it won't harm you, go to jazzpianoschool.com/BlackFriday2022 to get on that list. Again, it doesn't cost you anything just to find out the information. You can do it right now and just be in the know of all of these amazing offers and the release of the Improvisation Mastery course and my bootcamp class as well, okay? Besides that, a lot of cool stuff going. Again, the accelerator program's ending. I might do another one next year. I'm gonna kind of take some space to reflect on that. A lot of cool upgrades I'll be making to the podcast, to my YouTube channel, things like that for the new year that I want to get down. And just the membership area in general, the public area with all the education, really looking to forward to making some heavy upgrades. My time has been very consumed by the Accelerator program over the last 6 months, my band, my music, things like that. So I'm really looking forward to doing this and investing more time in to everything Jazz Piano School. Okay. By the way, I just released a new single with my band called Solo Bell. And if you go to Spotify and type in Begin Again, that's the name of our single. You can check that out if you want, or type in Solo Bell. You'll see the track Begin Again come up. And we're going to be releasing another cool track, which is kind of like pop, funk, Motown in a month or so, like by the end of the year. And then we're going to be releasing our full album. So definitely go on to Spotify and check out my band called Solo Bell. Really, really fun stuff. Kind of some jazz stuff in there, but again, jazz is the least category that we play. A lot of pop, funk, soul, and just really creative writing, really creative writing. The band has so many talented people in it. A lot of talented singers, writers, amazing artists that all have their own music going on the side. One of the vocalists was in, toured with Disney's Lion King on Broadway for a long time in his career. He's a director of opera at different schools. I mean, just the band is just filled with incredible, incredible musicians. So anyway, with that being said, let me jump right in. Hope you guys are having an amazing day. And again, if you do want to review the podcast, if you like the information, go to iTunes. You can put a 5-star review. I'd really help that. Helps other people find the podcast as well. And if you don't want to hear me talk, by the way, at the beginning of the podcast and give you updates about Jazz Piano School, my life, what I'm doing, and just chatting with you, you know, you can go to YouTube and watch really quick intros of this exact lesson without all the talking ahead of time. So you don't need to hear all the talking. If you just want to get to the lesson, no problem. I understand that. I made that drastic error early in my career where I was leaving the whole talking on the beginning. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be doing actually for the podcast is cutting and editing a lot of those videos that we have on YouTube to really cut them down, filming new intros, things like that. But yeah, go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel. So much good stuff. Live streams through the YouTube channel that you'd definitely want to be aware of, which is really cool. And yeah, a lot of good stuff. So with that being said, here we go. All right. So the first one I'm going to talk about is going to be the tritone. So if you remember, our tritone for our 3-6-2-5 was 3, tritone for the 6 dominant. So I'm playing an E flat 7 here, 2 minor 7, D flat 7. Now, in this particular podcast, I'm going to give you really, really easy bite-sized advice, okay? So what we're going to do here is for our 3 chord, our 3 minor 7, here is essentially one type of color that you can start to use over this chord particular, this E minor 7. Now, I don't want to get into kind of like all the nitty gritty details, but this is essentially a Dorian scale, right? So if you do want to add some scalar motion, you can do this scale and move it up and down. Now, as always with improv, we want to focus on the chord tones, right? The notes in between are going to connect our chord tones. So the F sharp from the scale I just showed you, the A, right? And the C sharp. They're going to connect our chord tones. Now, there's other ways to analyze this, of course. You can use Phrygian. I don't want to get into all that. I'm just going to give you one element here and then really talk about some other quick things you can do to increase your improv fast. So we want to focus on the chord tones. So what I can do here is just, if you're a beginner, you can just start to outline the chord tones or use the chord tones to improvise over this chord. Now you can do that through the progression if you're a beginner, and you can just play root position chords here. So let's say your 3-6-2-5 is one measure each. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, there's my tritone, right? 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, down into the C major. All right, for all the intermediate advanced players out there, this is gonna be a little, too beginner-ish for you, but just hold on, I'll give you some cool stuff in just a second. So I can use my chord tones. Right, now I'm gonna switch to my chord tones here, my four chords in my left hand, to improvise over that chord. Switching my chord tones over to my D minor 7, and then again. Now the most important thing here is that you land on a new chord tone of the new change when that chord happens. So when I move my chord from my E minor 7 to my E flat 7, you need to hit one of those chord tones in order for your improv to sound good. Otherwise, it's gonna sound really off, okay? So here it is again. I'll go slowly. 1-2-3-4. Now already, that doesn't sound that bad. Like, that sounds fantastic. And if you got some cool voicings, some rootless voicings I'd recommend in your left hand, maybe you can hit a couple bass notes. This already for your improvisation is gonna start to make you sound great because you already have a reharm happening. You know, with the tritone, you got your rootless voicings if you use those in your left hand, right? And then you're using chord tones in your right hand, you're gonna sound fantastic. Check it out. 1-2-3-4. I did a terrible job, by the way, of demonstrating that because I was using other notes that weren't chord tones. So that's my fault. You know, reverting my playing back to just chord tones from where I am at can be difficult at sometimes. Let me try it again. Right? So something like that. Okay, that's going to sound great already. Now let's say we want some more scalar motion like I started off talking. For any type of minor 7 chord, here's how you can start to improvise over a minor 7 chord. So let's say I have my minor 7, my E minor 7. If you know your major scales, it's super easy to find a scale or a color that you can start to use. What you're going to do is play your major scale. Now, obviously, this chord is a minor 7 chord. So what we're going to do to create a Dorian color. Now, this is just a type of color. Don't get like overwhelmed with the mode or thinking about that. I'm just going to flat my 3 here. That's going to make it minor. Now, what I'm going to do here, too, is I don't want this major 7 in here because it doesn't match the chord. I'm going to flat the 7. So anytime you want to find some sort of scale that matches a minor 7 chord, play the major scale of the root. So we're on E minor 7. Play an E major scale. Whoops. And then flat the 3rd and the 7th. So now I'm going to flat the 3rd from the major scale. And again, I'm not using my major 7 here. I'm going to make that flat. This gives me the scale that I can use to play over that. Now again, we're still working on connecting chord tones and focusing on chord tones, but we can now move up and down without jumping around. Right, so we can get these nice linear movements happening. Let's talk about our dominant seventh chord now for a second. Any dominant chord that you see in tunes or all over the place is going to take on a different type of color, and let's check out how to find that. So if we play our E flat major scale, right? So we're going to go from the root of the chord. This doesn't fit the chord either because these are clashing. So we just need to change one note in the major scale to play over any dominant seventh chord that you see in any tune. Really fun, easy. We're going to flat the seventh to make it hit and match this seven in our dominant chord. So now we have this. That's it. That's that easy, right? Now we can move that, focus on the chord tones, and move it up and down with some scalar motion. So on and so forth, okay? So all we're going to do is we have another minor seven and another dominant. So we're going to use the same principles I just taught you here. Here's my D major scale. I'm going to flat the third and the seventh to get my Dorian mode. Here's my D flat. Sorry, I went up to the nine by accident. But now, again, we're going to flat that major seven to get our Mixolydian. So we have essentially three linear scales we can now use to solo with over this reharm that we learned last week, right? But again, we're still focusing on chord tones, right? Here we go. One, two, three, four. Now, again, like I said, the most important thing anytime you're doing this is when that chord changes, you want to make sure you lead into a new chord tone of the chord that you're playing, right? Let's go super slowly. So I'm just going down the scale here. Now again, I need to get to some sort of chord tone, so I want to make a little skip here to get to the third. Now I landed on the third of the E flat 7 chord. I'm going to go up and down however I choose, you know, or with some space over the using the Mixolydian mode that I taught you just now, just the color. It's just a different color, right? I'm going to go down into the seventh of my D minor seven. Land on the five of my D flat seven chord. And then go down to the third, okay? So that's some really basic improv, you know, methodology that you can use over minor seven chords and dominant seven chords, and specifically this reharm that I taught you last week, right? And a little bit faster, okay, it might sound like this. I'll just play root position chords for now. One, two, three, four. Right, it still sounds kind of basic, but it still sounds great. You know, it sounds really great. Sorry, let me try that again. Right, and again, the whole purpose of this, we're not getting into major like bebop improv stuff just yet, but if you're at that level, clearly you can start to add some approaches. You know, anything you want really, some triplets, any sort of stuff like that, right? But obviously if you're a beginner or kind of just intermediate player, you can start to move around exactly like I just said. So, the next thing you're going to want to do for all of this, I'm taking a long time on number one because you're going to apply the same things to the rest of them essentially, but is musicality, any sort of slides, chords, dynamics, dyads. Any sort of trills or ornamental things, right? Or triplet. All those little kind of things really add to your improvisation. Any sort of slides into chord tones, right? Anything you want to do. Slide. And any sort of movements around are going to help kind of guide your improv into more better elevated sounding improvisation. Okay, let's move on to our new approach now, or our new reharm rather. So then the next thing I taught you was how to use the sus on your different chords. So instead of just the 3-6, we'd go sus, resolution, sus, resolution. Now, the greatest thing about this is we don't have to change our improv, really, in our right hand that much. All we have to do is simply play the E minor kind of version that I was talking about here a little bit before with the scale. But we're focusing now on our sus chord tones of our A7 chord. You know, that those are essentially going to be the chord tones, and then when it resolves, we want to resolve that as well to our A dominant chord tones. Okay, but that's the only change. Now, we're not going to play an E-flat 7 Mixolydian scale, right? Because that's not on the chord. So we're going to go E minor. So this is our voicing for sus that we're using, right? So I'm going to focus on these here or these here, right? Those types of chord tones will bring out the sound of that. And then when I go down to my G sus, I'll focus on my voicing here or my chord tones here. You can use either or, it doesn't really matter. Both are going to reflect the sound. So here, right, you see how you're already starting, if I just move up and down the scale, I'm already starting to bring out the sound of that sus. And again, if I focus on these chord tones here, that's going to sound great. Or I can just focus on the exact chord tones I'm playing in my left hand. And then when I resolve my chord to my new voicing, this is a rootless voicing here, I want to make sure that I'm playing the A7 chord tones now and focused on those. Right? And then I'll go down to my G sus. Now again, this is going to be our D Dorian here. So just all white notes, super easy, focusing on my chord tones. And then when it resolves, I'm going to want to land on these chord tones here, the G7 chord tones, and focus on those now. And again, if you are a more advanced player, you can add more bebop language in. It's completely up to you. But again, 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm playing the reharm with the sus. I'm soloing over the reharm now with the correct colors that are going to reflect the harmonies I'm using. And it creates this gorgeous reharm that I'm now improvising over, right? And, you know, that's essentially doesn't really get, you know, much more than that for that particular reharm. Let's talk about the altered for a second. Okay, we went into the altered last week. So now, E minor 7, altered, D minor 7, altered. Really quick thing, the only thing you really need to know here is your altered scale. So what I'm gonna do for my altered scale is I'm gonna take my major scale and I'm gonna flat a lot of things. So if I do this in C, I'm gonna flat the 2, flat the 3, I'm gonna play the natural 3, I'm gonna flat the 5, flat the 6, flat the 7, and then have my 1. Now, the easier way to do this, if you know your melodic minor scale, it's gonna be your melodic minor scale a half step up. So for example, in over an A altered scale, right? Again, we're gonna play our major scale. Oops, sorry. We're gonna flat the 2, flat the 3, normal 3, right? Okay, and then we're gonna flat the 5. So our 5 is here, right? We're gonna flat the 6, flat the 7, and then 1. Again, that's a B flat minor melodic minor scale. So that's our A dominant altered scale. And then we're gonna want our G altered scale. And I'll just play it for you real quick so you can see it again. This will be A flat minor melodic scale, or flat 2, flat 3, 3, flat 5, flat 6, flat 7, and 1. So again, we won't change anything over the E minor 7. But now, over our altered, we're going to play altered, our altered motion. Over our changes, and that's it. Again, D minor 7, no change from what I taught you in step 1. Right? And then we're always resolving to that new chord tone. So essentially, it might sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Something like that. Right? And again, I'm trying to keep within a beginnerish realm, so I'm not kind of just like playing a whole bunch of advanced stuff for you to be like, well, how did you even get there, right? So again, let me try some more simple improv for you to kind of latch onto. I'll just play root position voicings for here now with my altered. Oh, no, I'll keep the rootless. 1, 2, 3, 4. And again, no matter what level of player you are, you can start to add more contrasting rhythms, musicality, anything that's going to spice this up, right? You can start to add that in. You don't have to do what I'm doing. I'm playing in a more simple way for you to understand and see how you can work at this. But again, right? Get as fancy as possible. It doesn't matter what level you're at. The fundamentals stay the same, and obviously you can spice up what I'm teaching you here and bring it up to your level, right? That's what you want to do, okay? So that's going to be the alt. Now, the other tritone, we're using a tritone for the E, right? We're going down into A7, A-flat 7, G7, and down into our 1. So this is super fun, just all dominant chords. Sorry, I went to the sus there. Right, so now we're just using all dominant language, all Mixolydian motions, things like that. So it's just a string of dominant chords, right? I keep wanting to use tritone there. Alter. So here, again. We're just applying the Mixolydian scale. Again, here's our Mixolydian B flat. But again, our focus is on the chord tones to the chord to make our improv sound great. And again, if you're a beginner, you can just use chord tones. Don't even worry about using scalar motion. But again, here's what it might sound like. 1, 2, 3, 4. Time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? So I'm moving throughout the harmonies of that progression, and it's kind of bringing all those chord tones to life. I'm not really thinking about the scale or the mode. My focus is always on the chord tones. All right, now the last one, the sus. This is going to be really fun for all of these. So here, again, I'm going to make it super, super easy for you. You can just think the minor of the chord you're playing. So essentially, if you're playing B flat, I'm going to think F minor. And I'm just going to think about my rootless voicing chord tones for all these sus. So F minor rootless voicing, E minor rootless voicing, A flat rootless voicing. So essentially my E flat minor 7 rootless voicing and my D minor 7 rootless voicing. So here, these are going to be my chord tones. But again, I can think F minor starting on the B flat, or just my regular dominant scale will still work. But again, I want to focus on these chord tones now. You see the difference? So I can use my Mixolydian scale, but focus now on these chord tones instead of these chord tones. Because if I focus on these chords, it's not going to bring the sus out, right? Oh, you'll have the third in there. So I really want to bring out this. So that's what I'm going to focus on with the scalar motion with the connection of the Mixolydian scales. So check it out. So one, two, I'll do it slowly. Three, four. Right? So I'm always focused on, here's another super slow motion example. Right, so I'm going up, chord tone, right, sus. Otherwise, if I was in my B-flat dominant, I would go. Right, that still works, but again, at the level that we're at, we're trying to focus on that sus. So I'm still using scalar motion for my Mixolydian scale, but I'm focusing on anchoring these chord tones that which are going to bring out the sound. So I can move up and down with the scalar motion, but I'm really trying to focus in on those chord tones. And then into our G sus. And obviously your left hand voicing will help with the sus sound to kind of reflect that. But again, here we go. One, two, three, four. Really, really cool stuff there that you can start to bring out through this reharm of your 3-6-2-5 while you're improvising over. Okay? Hope you guys all enjoyed that. Start to apply these improvisational exercises and methods into the reharms now for your 3-6-2-5-1. And I promise you, your sound over so many different pieces and tunes will get so much better because all these tunes, like most every classic American standard, has these progressions in it. Okay? Talk to you soon.